A recent study suggests that a poor quality diet may increase the chances of weakness in older people. Researchers followed 2,154 older adults in the United States for 4 years. At the beginning of the study, the adults were between the ages of 70 and 81. Researchers placed each person into one of two groups, robust or pre-frail. Those who did not appear to have any mental problems or issues with physical frailty were considered robust. Those who only had one or two symptoms of frailty were called pre-frail. 277 of those who took part in the study became frail. Of the 1,020 who started out in robust condition, 628 either became frail or developed pre-frailty. People in the study had to have at least 3 of 5 health issues to be considered frail. Those 5 issues were unintentional weight loss of more than 5% of their body weight in the past 12 months, weak or no hand strength, regular daytime tiredness, slow walking speed, and physical inactivity. The researchers found that people with poor quality diets were almost 2 times as likely to become frail compared to those with high quality diets. A medium quality diet was linked to a 40% higher risk of frailty. Researcher Linda Milu Hinhevelt was the lead writer of the study. In an email, she told Reuters the researchers believed that protein intake might also be important to reduce frailty risk. She added that sufficient protein intake is important to slow down the loss of muscle mass and strength that occurs with aging. But that is not what the study found. Lower vegetable protein intake was linked with a higher risk of robust people developing pre-frailty. However, it did not appear to influence whether those people developed frailty. There was no meaningful difference in frailty risk based on total protein intake, animal protein intake, or total calories in a person's diet. The study was published in the Journal of the American Geriatrics Society. It found that earlier research linked eating animal protein to a lower risk of frailty. But it is possible the current study got different results because it examined protein based on the total amount eaten daily. Other studies looked at protein based on the percentage of total calories eaten. One limitation of the study is that it depended on older people to correctly remember and report on their eating habits over the year before. The researchers noted that this might not provide a realistic report of how they ate. Another issue is that it is impossible to know whether a poor diet might have caused frailty or if people started eating poorly after they became frail. Kieran Reed is a scientist at the Jean Meyer USDA Human Nutrition Research Center on Aging at Tufts University in Boston. He says, following dietary suggestions may help older adults lower their risk of severe frailty. U.S. dietary guidelines urge people to eat whole fruits, fresh vegetables, whole grains, low-fat milk and dairy products, and protein from many sources. The guidelines also advise against eating foods that contain a lot of salt, saturated fat, and sugar. I'm Jonathan Evans.